We move on to the next objective for this unit, which is to help you to create plans for training and implementing users in small office practices, or a large community clinic, or a single unit in an ambulatory care setting. Of course, as discussed throughout this unit, there is no way that we can actually teach you all you need to know in one unit of the component of your curriculum. Our goal with the remaining few slides is to teach you how to fish, rather than simply giving you a single fish. In keeping with the often heard advice, give a man a fish, you have fed him for today. Teach a man to fish, and you have fed him for a lifetime. To move along with that in mind, we are seeing that as the use of HIT becomes more ubiquitous and the accessibility of knowledge and materials to drive adoption increase, we are finding more and more helpful materials and tools that are available for us on the web by HIT workers. This open availability will help to stop the continual reinvention of the wheel that we see day in and day out, and will enable us to start sharing our knowledge and best practices across distances. Of course, no one should accept, carte blanche, materials that appear on the internet without careful consideration of the source, the quality, the accuracy, and the currency of what is available. However, as highlighted over and over again by the Pew Foundation studies in internet use by the public, the web has become a major source of knowledge acquisition by people from all walks of life. We just need to know ourselves and teach our clients how to judge quality of what we find. The shift in pedagogy being evidenced today requires also that we move away from expecting students to use rote memorization to master content. Instead, we are focusing more now on teaching students how to find the answer rather than try to memorize it, along with how to gauge the quality of what they find. In that vein, what we provide in the next three slides are not step-by-step instructions of how to plan, acquire, install, and train for EHR implementation in the three contexts mentioned in the objectives, the small office practice, a large community clinic, or a single unit in an ambulatory care setting. Instead, we provide links to toolkits that are very extensive, vetted, and geared towards these three environments for your use and consideration. As you open these links from the next three slides, you will quickly understand why they are not provided directly in the slide decks. As mentioned throughout Component 7, each of the units that make up Working with HIT Systems could, in and of itself, be an independent three-credit course. Moreover, in our goal to teach you where to find the answers, rather than providing reams of material for you to memorize, linking you to toolkits may be a more efficient and effective way to guide you to materials that you may require in your careers as HIT workers. Bookmark these sites and remember them as you progress through your curriculum and move into your career. The first toolkit we would like to direct you to is focused upon the HIT system planning, acquisition, installation, and training for skilled nursing facilities and/or long-term care facilities. You will note that the processes covered in the toolkit are similar across all three settings: offices, clinics, and skilled nursing facilities. As we discussed in prior units, oftentimes the processes in healthcare are similar, but the contexts differ. A skilled nursing facility, or SNF, may care for patients with many common characteristics of a long-term care facility, or LTC, or nursing home. But the length of stays for an SNF are much shorter. When considering this in the planning process, this will change certain aspects of the process. The regulations change, and the focus is usually more intense in regards to rehabilitation and preparing the patient for discharge. However, many other aspects between an SNF and an LTC are quite common. Populations are generally older, the provider mix in these sorts of facilities is different, additional regulations exist in regards to patients' assessments mandated by CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Administration, exist, and so on. The takeaway point here is there is no one-size-fits-all, but as these toolkits continue to proliferate and increase in accessibility, the wise HIT practitioner learns how to find them, where to find them, and how to determine quality of what is provided. The toolkits that we provide for you in these next few slides are examples that you can call upon as you are faced with the challenges of planning, acquiring, installing, and training in a variety of settings. On this slide, you will find a URL for an HIT System Planning Acquisition Installation and Training Toolkit for SNFs and LTCs. Developed by Stratus Health, this toolkit was funded by Aging Services of Minnesota, Alliance Purchasing, and MHHA Service Corporation for use by nursing homes in Minnesota. At the time of the development of this material, September 2010, the toolkit was available at the URL listed on the slide. These tools are copyrighted and are provided as examples only.